On the day honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., celebrations and rallies took place throughout the Salt Lake Valley. KUER's Eric Newman attended a march and talked to those participating.
The march started at Westminster College and moved through the main commercial district of Salt Lake's Sugar House neighborhood. It was small, around 60 people total. They carried signs and chanted,
"Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people is the
power." Dr. Marco Barker participated. He's the Associate Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Westminster. I asked Barker how he sees the legacy of Dr. King playing out today.
I think it's very easy to rest on, wow, we made this accomplishment. We've now had this person of color in the White House, and so we're at a place where we can move on to the next thing. And I think that, again, while we can celebrate this milestone, I think, yeah, there are still many of the same issues.
Barker is concerned about many issues, including inequality in the criminal justice system, the school-to-prison pipeline, and not enough diversity in government and corporate leadership. Things, he says, that are easy to get distracted from.
Part of it is because I think we've been so into the nostalgia of those positive gains that we've forgotten some of these other issues.
For Barker, recognizing the successes of today have to be weighed against ongoing injustices.
It's keeping those things really in mind and being able to consider both.
Other MLK rallies and celebrations took place at St. Jude's Episcopal Church in Cedar City, the University of Utah, Murray High School, and Brigham Young University. Eric Newman, KUER News.